Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Reetha.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Time to rock and roll again. I'll tell you what, this is okay. I'm handling the weather out here, and everybody's going on vacation. We don't have to go anywhere, really, do we?
Oh, well, I took a little vacation. I did go back to D.C., which was some very interesting weather. It's not as fun as being in L.A., but it was pretty good weather for D.C.
Yeah. So where was it that you went exactly?
Oh, don't ask me that. It was the D.C. area, one of the suburbs in Maryland.
Oh, okay. All right. So basically the same weather at this time of the year, I guess.
Oh, it was warm, but it was pleasant. It was humid. So I enjoyed the humidity. A lot of people don't, but I actually do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we were talking about people traveling and where they're going, and now they're talking about the new licenses that are coming up, that you're going to have a passport, I guess, embedded. I got to do more research on that so I can share that next week. On the actual driver's license. Did you hear about
that?
Yeah,
I think we have until 2020. My license isn't going to be up until after that. So I always keep a passport anyway, so I'm just going to use my passport. But that brings us up to Hot Topic Time.
Hot Topic Time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Well, my hot topic this morning is I went to the theater last weekend and I had a delightful time. I saw Get on Your Feet. It's the Gloria Estefan story, and it was just delightful. I had a wonderful time. It was so uplifting and just good music. The talent was unbelievable. The singing was great. The choreography was great. The scenery was great. It's at the Pantages Theater. It's not going to be there much longer. It'll be there till the end of the month. If you get any kind of a chance to see Get on Your Feet, take advantage of it. It's so uplifting. I went to the restroom during the break. One of the ladies in line was saying, I don't know Gloria Estefan's story, but I hope the second half doesn't have a tragedy. Well, if you know her story, there is a tragedy involved. But it's still worth singing. They still even made the tragedy uplifting. It had a great ending. And at the end, you have a mini dance party. So if you get an opportunity, get on your feet. And Jim, what's your hot topic?
Well, we got the housing of immigrants situation, believe it or not, is big business for nonprofits. It's paying the CEOs about $1.5 million. And so, you know, everywhere you turn, there's business. And why the lava flow continues and creates a little tiny island off the coast. Well, maybe there's some possible real estate investing. Buy a couple lots there. Huh? Brett Kavanaugh was President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court to replace retired Justice Kennedy. If confirmed, Kavanaugh would cement the conservative hold on the court. Trump blames Washington for poor Russia ties ahead of the Putin summit, which the Kremlin expected to be a tough meeting, but in Helsinki. But the conclusion, Trump said, his meeting with Putin went very well and had changed relations that had never been worse. So he's picking up the pace there a little bit. That's a good thing. Chicago police release a video to ease the tensions after potential rioting was going to start after a man was shot, a 37-year-old male was shot, and the video was clear, they say, that he was reaching for a gun. Feinstein has an advantage in California in the race, but De Leon now has the party leaders. This is going to be an interesting race. And the Democratic Party endorses the opponent, so however that's going to turn out. Yosemite, 4,000 acres burned so far. And this is interesting. There's a four-mile-long iceberg that broke off and is passing along Greeland. It's so big, the tonnage was ridiculous, trillions of tons. And pieces are breaking off into the ocean, and the waves from these things are like creating tsunamis that are hitting Greenland. Coffee survival is in danger. Scientists are fighting to save it. 500,000 family-run farms in Colombia are being attacked by a fungus and certain pests, so scientists are working on that. France defeats Croatia 4-2 to win the World Cup. Djibouti defeats Anderson for the fourth Wimbledon title. And there's a new app to help you to speak a foreign language in 3 weeks. New study raises doubt about alien life.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
EasyWay
TV.
EasyWay TV. That's how you do it the easy way.
I'll tell you, Reith, this, you push the EasyWayText.com. You can upload all your contacts into the system and text their message to everyone. This is amazing stuff. People are going to go crazy over this. Talking about pushing a button and reaching everyone. So that's the name of the game. So anyway, we've got so much technology, so much going on, and EasyWay Promotions, remember, that's the most cutting-edge situation. They have the best solutions to get out to everybody, and people are realizing that with this technology. Moving along, Reith.
Well, speaking of getting in touch with people, we've got a great person to be in touch with this morning.
Oh, we got Patty Godfrey Saddle around. We've had her on before, but I had to get her back. CEO and creator of New Life Clarity Project, and she's Easy Way Lunch is for Patty's the Patty Saddler Show. Easy Way is going to launch that, and she's got a book. She's an author, but I'll tell you, we want to have her back because she's got so much information, and she just got back from a trip to Ireland, so we want to talk to her about that. And this is exciting. Talk about a mover and a shaker. This lady's all over the place, literally. And so, Patty,
well, welcome back to the show, Patty.
Well, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here. I'm just honored to be on the show.
We got Reitha. You've known Reitha, and Patty, welcome to the show. And we appreciate your time because you're so busy. And I'll tell you, you have a book that you published, and you presented it in Ireland, correct? You had your vacation in Ireland?
That's correct. I went out to Ireland. I was actually a keynote speaker at a writer's retreat near Galway, and I had the opportunity to launch my book in the Charlie Burns bookstore called The Path Less Traveled.
Oh, this is so cool. So, Betty, you went to Ireland. This is cool. So tell us a little bit about, getting started. This is exciting. So how long does it take to prep for something like this? And do you have to get shots? Some people are asking, do you have to get shots when you travel like that? And
No, I didn't have to get any shots to go. I've been planning this trip for a year, but I was invited to be a keynote speaker at a writer's retreat. So I've been preparing all year long for it. And we had about 20 women present. It was a very memorable experience. It was beautiful. We got to do some sightseeing, and it was just fabulous.
There's a lot of history in Ireland, a lot of interesting places to go. Was it mostly business for Patty in Ireland, or did you get a chance to visit the Blarney Stone and places like that? I have a book on my lap.
Oh, I got Ireland, to go to, I didn't get to go to the Blarney Stone, but I went to the Cliffs of Moher. There was another place I got to go through Dublin. I spent 2 days walking around Dublin and just checking that out. Got to go to the, I'm trying to think of the name of the university I went to.
Ashford Castle.
It was over there. We did get to go to Ashford Castle. Yeah, there's a lot of castles there. We also went to the monastery where the Vikings came in and slaughtered all the monks. So that was really interesting, too. It's where they were actually translating the Bible. It's when they were trying to translate it into other languages so other people could read it. And it was absolutely beautiful. It's nothing greener than that. I've never seen anything so green in my life.
There are so many places. St. Bridget's Church, there's so many places and castles and everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
Patty, was there a difference in having a writer's training in Ireland and the writer's training you would give in America?
Yes, this was a very different experience. We got to stay in a huge castle that we rented for all of our women. It was just our group only. It was a big estate on 200 acres, and it was a mansion that we were in. And it was catered. So we had three-course meals all day long. We had tea time. We also had a special tour that we got to go on. We had it. Everyone had their own rooms with their own bathrooms. Not only that, the opportunity to launch a book, those who came to the retreat who were published were able to go and speak at this book signing. And there's just a few of us that did that. Going to Ireland is just a little bit more flavor to your writer's retreat. You'll never get an opportunity like that unless you do something like that. And if you love to travel and see the world and learn about cultures and try their food and experience it, then by all means, then that should be the route to go. Now, I had some people saying that, you could do the same thing in America, but you can't have the experience in America.
No.
There's just no way.
Do you do retreats also in America?
Yes, we do, and when I do one, I will be sure to let you know so you can let everybody know to come to it. It's super fun. We get actual writing time. We get a New York Times bestseller that we usually get. We have usually a publisher there. We have a videographer that comes, and we have so much expertise, and there's so much to gain from the experience.
Oh, so what is it, the book? Now, you have a book that you put out there.
Yes,
how
it's
did
called
that
The
work
Path Less Traveled.
Yeah.
And it's for families and women, mostly women, but men too, and families of those who are suffering from domestic abuse or addiction. It's got a little workbook in it, and it's mostly to help people realize there are ways to help their family by being supportive, but they also need to have faith. But the addicts themselves, it gives them a little workout of different questions they can actually ask themselves to get clarity on the realizations that they deserve to get better.
Huh. And what was your gist on the people there? I mean, Did you find them more, maybe more relaxed?
James. These people in Ireland were the most friendliest, beautiful people I have ever met.
Well, that's good.
As friendly as can be.
And did you get any input on what their opinion was on people in America? Or did you really talk about that?
No, I didn't really talk about that, but I absolutely enjoyed the presence of the Irish people. Everywhere we went, they were just friendly as can be, and they were so kind, and it was just amazing.
It was a great trip overall, which you plan on going back,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, it was perfect.
Now, they speak English there, but they speak it with a really thick Irish accent. Did you have any problem with the language?
No problem with the language. I learned some good foul words. I had a real fun time with their alternative language, but their culture was just delightful. We went to a river dance dinner, and we got to see them do the river dancing. And man, they're just a joyful people, delightful.
And I have this book, Ireland, A Celebration of History and Heritage, and it has all the castles and towers. It's so interesting. It's a pretty big place, it seems. And what about, did you have the traffic jams there, or you didn't really have that with the freeways?
Well, we rode a taxi from the airport to where we were staying in Dublin, and then we rented a car from Dublin over to Galway. And I chose not to drive. I had my best friend, Holly. We spoke to her last time with me, but Dr. Holly did most of our driving, and she did an excellent job driving on the other side of the road and on the other side of the car. And it was there was a lot of traffic, but it was countryside everywhere, and it was just, there were sheep everywhere, and you call them woolly jumpers.
Woolly jumpers? I guess
yeah.
Because they jump, and they're woolly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we
talk about tech sometimes. Did you notice the, adults also, but some of the younger people, do they walk around with their head tilted down with their cell phones, or is it maybe not so much there?
No.
We think?
No, and, you know, I'm a very tall woman, and I've always been the tallest in all around me, and I was so excited because all the women were just extremely tall. I felt so at home.
Well,
I looked around me, and here were all these women like my kids. I mean, they were just so involved in what was going on. They were involved with each other. They weren't just walking around with their phones. They were, you know, it's just a different culture. And it's really inspiring and enlightening not to be around that all the time.
You know, it's interesting.
There was so much to see.
Well, you're in a place, and you're walking around, you're driving around, talking to people that are totally related to us. Because that's where many, many of our parents were at. You know, our grandparents
yes.
were you started from.
Yes.
You know, when you think about it, it's really interesting. My mother was, Irish, and I think back several generations, that's where they came from. And you're looking at the different places that that they used to see before they took off and ventured to America. But so
coming back to present day, I know your trip was fabulous, but I understand you got a show.
Oh yeah.
Yes, we are launching big time in August with Easy Way has been a big factor in me putting this forward. It's been, yes and a big
applause
for
show.
Easy Way. Yes, so it's going to be the Patty Sadler show. Yes.
And what are you going to be talking about? What are you going to be doing?
So,
are you going to have guests? Can we call you? What's going on?
I will be having guests, and it will be entrepreneurs and business people who have products that came because of a story in their life or an experience in their life, and it made a difference.
Well,
and also
I have
business people.
I have a couple guests I could send you. I know Aretha Gray. She's a big star. It's hard to get to her, but we can maybe get Aretha Gray and Jim Zulli on your show. We'll see what we can do.
Oh, I would be honored to have her on my show. Are you kidding me?
And when is your show going to be on?
Well, we're going to start doing some beta testing on next week, and it'll be official in August.
Oh, okay. So, but, I mean, is it going to be day, night?
It's going to be on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock.
Tuesday night.
Oh, in the evening. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, that's when the business people are home unwinding and they can get some tips from you.
Yes.
And it's going to be on Easy Way Broadcasting?
Yes, it is. Yep.
You're going to have, you should have a segment, Patty on the Go, you know, and you travel around.
I would love to have, if I could have somebody follow me around, a videographer, I would love to just do a sitcom because that would be amazing.
So do you think there's been any kind of alteration or change of direction in your life since you came across Eric, that you met Eric?
Oh, my heavens, yes. I would say my life has changed 100%. I've gone from, I can't even tell you all the things that have happened, but everything that, I'll tell you this, he delivers. He's got integrity. He's given me leads, and I'm busy. I'm working all the time. I'm working on a book for a client right now that he sent over. I've had so much support from the Easy Way family and from Eric. He has been just golden. And I couldn't give higher praises to anybody who has more integrity than he does.
Oh, that's a very nice shout out. And, you know, Patty, Aretha does the tech time. She's more into the tech, and I'm learning from listening to her stuff. How are you adapting to this? Because you're traveling all the time. You have your shows and that. This is benefiting you with all this situation that's, you know, with this new stuff that Eric's got with the you know, uploading the tech system and all that. This has benefited. Are you adapting to all this, or is it a lot of a new experience for you?
I'm adapting pretty well. I started my show about 3 years ago in Fresno, and that was the beginning of the journey. And it's been kind of stressful, all the traveling and trying to get everything done, but it's just been a beautiful opportunity, and I just take it as it comes. And it is going to take some more adjustment, yes, but
it's a different pace.
Okay.
It's exciting, you know. It's a fast pace. It's exciting because you can contact people, like when you were over in Ireland. Just pick up the phone and you could show me a video of something that's going on. And by the way, I want to see some of these videos, which I hope you've taken videos over there, right?
I did, yes, I did. I'll start getting those loaded up pretty shortly. I'm not the techie person in this whole relationship here, and so I've got to get all this stuff uploaded and so I can share that with everybody.
Well, I heard that you're on the Easy Way Wall of Fame.
Yes, that was I was honored to hear that yesterday, that I was put on the Wall of Fame by Eric. And I'll tell you, to be on the same platform as some of the people that he is associating with is truly an honor.
That's exciting.
I love these people. They've become my friends. And just to be associated with them, let alone be on the same platform, wow.
The Wall of Fame is kind of like a digital Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, exactly.
I just couldn't be more honored about that.
There are interesting people. So,
you've got the book going on. How can people get the book?
Right.
They can get it right on Amazon. Just look for Books by Patty Godfrey Sadler. And I've got a journal in there that they can purchase. And then the book, The Path Less Traveled. And the journal is called 365 Days of Inspiration. And so they can check those out. And then,
cool.
Okay, well, we really look forward to your show in August. We're definitely going to tune in, and hopefully our listeners will tune in and get all that knowledge that you have. I'm going to go to Amazon and at least check out the book. And I advise all of you to also check it out. And, Patty, it's always great having you on the show. Hopefully we'll have you back after your show premieres. Tell everybody where we can find you.
And by the way, guys, Patty is not a baby boomer. She's our younger guest.
I'm just barely
she's
under
got
that,
a long way to go.
That radar. Yeah. I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you, Patty. Patty's so interesting. I just wanted to get an update on that trip. It's really cool. I got to get out there sometime. But anyway.
Absolutely. Well, that takes us to a commercial, and then we're going to come back with Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita's Corner. You got it.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here again with you today. And we've got a lot coming your way. How about that? We've got Pepper J in the house. Good morning, Pepper J.
Hello, my darling Carmelita. How are you today?
Oh, as they say, blessed and highly favored, and so are you.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
Yeah, well, you're coming our way from Pahrump, Nevada, actually, and I'm out here in sunny California. So we're having a little distance conversation here, but we're well connected because you and I have a lot in common.
We sure do, don't we?
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know who you are. You've got so many titles here. You're a producer, a lecturer, you're an actress, and you're a performance coach. And it's like calling the skillet black, because I'm guilty of the same thing. We're multitaskers. We do everything, don't we, Pepper J?
We do, and we are both part of Arts for Peace. We're ambassadors for that organization all over the world. We're trying to make a little bit of positive difference, and I appreciate working with you.
Absolutely, and I met you in person through Arts for Peace in New Jersey. I mean, actually, I met you briefly, I think it was before then, because as I recall, there was an event out in Malibu where our friend Pete Allman was having a birthday party, and I believe you were there on the scene with your production company.
That's when I met you. Oh, that's right. I always thought it was Eric Zulli, but it wasn't. You know, Eric Zulli introduced me to so many people in this world. But I met you in Malibu. That's right.
Now that I'm scratching back in my memory, I remember now.
Yeah, that's quite many years ago.
It's been so long ago. I have no idea. You know, the time flies so fast, especially when you're having a good time. And We've really been very, very fortunate to have such a good life and to have accomplished so many things. Looking at your background, I see that you hail from San Diego. I have a great friend now who lives there. She, you know, relocated from Italy, she and her husband, Gianni. And that's a story in itself. One day I'm going to have them on the radio show. But
I'm from Hollywood. I was born in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
I was raised in Hollywood and in the what they would call now the inner city. But I did go to San Diego for college, San Diego State.
Okay.
But that's
okay,
college. And then I went there later for graduate school and a doctorate. But I enjoyed San Diego, but I was actually raised in and around Hollywood and Los Angeles.
Okay, I'm glad we got that straight for the record. Yeah, so San Diego was a part of your journey, but it didn't start there. It started in Hollywood.
Okay, you know, I want to mention, you know, we mentioned Eric Zulli, who does so many wonderful things, but and we've been working, I've been producing The Easy Show for years.
Wow.
When I was over in Hollywood. And now the Easy Way Network, the Easy Way TV Network, is part of Actors Reporter. Actors Reporter is now syndicating that TV network, Easy, E-Z-W-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's so wonderful. You know, I go there and you never know on the Easy Network, Easy Way Network, what you're going to find. I stopped there for a moment, and there was this great Ted Danson movie, and I couldn't stop watching it, or interviews. It's so it's a real nice thing to add to Actors Report with the Easy Way TV network.
It's amazing, you know, how we just keep amplifying each other, you know, and it is a Easy Way fam, Easy Way family, that is. And we've got such a wonderful association. He's got Dr. Dante Sears, he's got Sophia Alvarez, and of course he's got our co-host, Jim Zulli and Aretha Gray, and the list goes on and on and on. I have met so many wonderful people.
Easy Way family. I don't know if I would call it that anymore. I think I have to start calling it the Easy Way universe. It just seems to be.
Okay.
I mean, it's a very large extended family. Maybe that's
it. Certainly is. Yes, and I just spoke with him briefly this morning, and to take it all in, you know, is more than a mouthful. So I'm going to have to make a special appointment just to have a conversation with him because he's got so much going on.
He always makes time for his friends.
Yes, yes, he does, and that's wonderful. So anyway, you've got something major going on with your book. You've got a book named Dynamic Song Performance, The Singer's Bible, which you autographed for me when I went to visit you in Pahrump, Nevada. Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Well, it's a textbook. It's really a book about how to be in front of an audience. My years and years of teaching and lecturing, I took notes and I shared thoughts, and I eventually just put it all in a book. It's song performance skills, but now that I've written it, I realize the dynamic song performance is good for people that want to give a book report, speak in front of a board meeting, lawyers to juries, teachers to students. I'm very excited the use of that textbook in so many different applications.
Yes, and you know, being in the audience, when you were at Eric's last event in Anaheim, you made a presentation on stage on how to connect with the audience through psychology. And it was very interesting and informative, and I hope some of the people really picked up on some of your pointers. You were very thorough in your presentation.
Well, the audience was just lovely, and their response to it was very satisfying. For me as a teacher, really just the sharing of the information, because sometimes just knowing a couple of things that you didn't know before makes all communications better, and I just love that sharing. So they were They were most appreciative, and I really enjoyed that evening, of course.
Yes, and they watched the lady with the gray braids on stage in action, and I bring that up because you have a slogan that is very adorable. You always refer to yourself as the most beautiful, hardworking, middle-aged public speaker, author, actress, SAG, AFTRA, AEA, music and video producer, bubbly woman with gray hair and braids you've ever met in your entire life, who looks forward to sharing life with you. Oh my goodness,
right.
What a description.
Actually, instead of bubbly, the word is actually bubby. My grandchildren call me Bubby, B-U-B-B-Y. It's just
okay.
An enduring thing. So I put Bubby for my grandchildren, Keaton, and who likes to be called Kate now, and Hudson, who are just fabulous kids.
Oh, it's so funny because I've never heard that term Bubby before.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have to share.
Term.
Yeah, you know what? When I was a little girl, my grandmother used to be one of my best friends too, and I used to always refer to her as Bamma. Hello, Bamma. It was never Grandma. It was always Bamma because it just had more of a punch when I said it that way.
I love that. So yeah. You knew that my grandmother was my best friend as a child.
Yes, I saw that in
yes.
your write-up. Yes.
Oh, yes. Wow. She took me everywhere.
And, you know, you mentioned Sophie Tucker, who my mother used to adore. I actually have an original Sophie Tucker album here in our
home.
Oh,
my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I didn't
know
that.
It's a rare collectible.
Sophie Tucker, for some
yes.
of the listeners that might be under 50, Sophie Tucker was called the last of the great hot mamas.
That's
and
right.
She was as wide as she was tall, almost. Big woman, gave great hugs, and she was
mm-hmm.
my grandmother's best friend, and she and Jimmy Durante used to open for the Rat Pack, whether it was Sinatra or Dean or Sammy, and
mm-hmm.
I spent my whole childhood with them at, you know, Peter Lawford's swimming pool with his, you know, children and his family and different things, and so Sophie Tucker, wow, you have a record.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing.
And you know what? I have Sammy Davis's suit, too. I have a friend who I met when I went to Europe. Her name is Bernadette, and she's a former ice skating star in Vegas. And I've kind of lost touch with her. But while we were still, you know, running around together, I went to visit her at her house in Malibu. And she had a very large home. It was actually a mansion, and she kind of joked about it. She said, "You get this by marrying a rich man, right?" So anyway, she said that in her boudoir, she has this big bathroom, and it was like a swimming pool. And she had Richard Burton as her house guest one time, and she says, "Well, I have Cleopatra's bathroom, and now I have Richard Burton, who was her guest," and we kind of laughed
Mark
about
Anthony.
That a little bit.
Yeah,
Mark Anthony, right, you know. So yeah, that, and so she had this suit that Sammy Davis owned, and she gave it to me. I don't remember why now; it's been so long. But she gave it to me, and I still have it, and it's got the buttons on it that. You know, with his famous sign, Peace and Love, you know, with the fingers with the V, Victory,
right.
Peace
well,
and Love.
I have to tell you,
mm-hmm.
I don't think there's an entertainer alive or has ever been alive that comes close to Sammy. I mean, he gave it his heart and soul. And
yes, he did.
I went, when he died, we went to his remember his wife had to, they had to sell everything because he was owed the IRS.
Yes,
we went there. We
yes.
had to pay for the brochure, and then we found out we couldn't afford anything there. But oh gosh, there were things there I would have loved to have shared with the world. You know, some of his music. And
well,
what
you know, Yes, he was amazing. My husband and I went to see him one time in Vegas, and I remember when he had all that jewelry on his hands, and he used to say, and he flashed it around, if you've got it, flaunt it. You know, that was his thing. But I have to tell you, I became friends with Lorrae White, who was his first wife. And when my mom and I had Phoenix Rising Antiques collectibles and art there in the Antiquarius building, she came by one day, and this was years ago now, because we started our business together a long, long time ago. And she came by with who turned out to be Dr. Sherilyn Lee, who's one of my closest friends now. I mean, we had no idea that, you know, that our journey was going to be on the same pathway, which was, you know, connected to another way of seeing health, wellness, you know. And she's been so much a part of my organization and my life. In fact, you know, she's my major doctor as far, you know, as my husband and I are concerned. And I met her through Lorrae White, Sammy Davis's first wife, who brought her there.
Funny how life is, isn't it?
Isn't it funny? I mean, it's really, really interesting. You know, you never know who you're going to meet or what circle. And they say that there's, what is it? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're right. It's meant to be.
You know, they say that there's this, how does that saying go, so many degrees of separation between you and somebody else who you're supposed to know, or that, you know, you could be connected with and you had no idea?
That's right. There, you know, when I think of connective, I think of, you know, I talked to him about him already, but when you think about Eric and Easy, and even, you know, the album I would just put out, My Early Life, Michael Ferrari, you know, just, he's so supportive in the whole Easy Way, and you having me on today to mention that, I really appreciate it.
Well, tell us how... I know that if they go to www.pepperj.com that they will get your website. Is that the best way that they can also get a hold of your book? I know it's on Amazon, isn't it?
Oh, right. The book is on Amazon, and there's always some new versions and some used versions of it. And I think it's very helpful. I don't usually push a lot of things, but the Dynamic Song Performance, the Singer's Bible, I think it's worthy of a read and a look out for anyone that needs to be in front of an audience.
And
an
speaking
audience of 2,000, you know.
Yes, and speaking of a look at, I have to tell everyone, it's a beautiful book. It's well presented and packaged. And, of course, I encourage everybody to go out and get a copy of Dynamic Song Performance by Pepper J. And now I want to go on to the next realm, which you, being a producer, have another product, which is called My Early Life, which is the album that's coming out in September with a single on it, Sentimental Fool, I Keep Dreaming, that you produced on John Michael Ferrari. And we're getting ready to head out of here, Pepper J. So we're going to, on that note, we're going to
It's already
listen.
Released. Just let me say that it's already out there. You can
listen
to it on YouTube. It's great. Thanks.
All right. Now we're going to hear a little bit of it now as we leave the stage.
To hold you so tight. To feel your lips so close to mine, and hear your sweet and gentle sigh, and when you cry, oh, I'd hold your face and let your tears touch mine.
There you go, guys. That was
Pepper J is one of my favorite people in Hollywood. We actually went to the same middle school together.
Aretha, when you get a chance, you have to. What's the name of her town? Burnap? Or, I keep forgetting the name. But
Burrump.
Burrump. Yeah. You have to, if you ever get in that area, try to stop by Pepper's Ranch. It's amazing. She does everything so first class and meticulous, and she takes her time. And when she does a pool and a barbecue, boy, I'll tell you, it is, you know, stone and tile, and the barbecue is all built in it. So stainless steel, it's beautiful. And then she'll move
Pepper
on to
J's
the next.
All first class. What can we say?
She's an amazing lady.
Well, it's time for tech time.
It's tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, every time I start a new business or a new venture or a new whatever, one of the first things I do is get business cards and a website. People think, I don't need a website. Who am I? I'm not doing anything. Well, I believe that pretty much everybody needs a website just so people can find you and you can stay kind of anonymous, but they can still contact you. So today I'm going to talk about what you need to do to just get a basic website. Now, you can do it one of two ways. You can hire someone to build you a website, get your domain name, do all the stuff, go to a company like EasyWay, and you can get it all done for you, and it'll be very professional. But if you just want a little something so you have a presence on the web, you can DIY it. So first you choose your domain name. Your domain name is like your address, but the address doesn't have any physical property. It's just your address. So how do you know what domain name you want? Pick something that's, you know, suitable for whatever business you're doing. Or if you're doing a blog, whatever you want to call your blog, say Aretha's Blog. And you can name it aretha'sblog.com if aretha'sblog.com is available. How do you find that out? Type it into your address bar on your computer, and if a website pops up, that means somebody's already using that address, and you cannot just go be a squatter and have it. So you have to kind of play around with it and see if you can find aretha'sblog.info, aretha'sblog.biz. If you have changed that extension, that website might be available, but you just have a different ending on it. Or you can go to one of the domain vendors like GoDaddy, type in, they'll tell you who owns it or if it's available. Now, some people buy up domain names that they think will be hot at some time, and they just hang on to it. So you might be able to get it for 99 cents, $1.99, $2.99, $19.99. But if I buy beer.com, like somebody did, they can charge $1 million to a beer company that wants that website, that domain name bad enough. But at any rate, you don't want to pay $1 million, even if it's your own name. So find a domain name that's available that suits whatever you're doing. Second, you're going to create your website. Most of the domain vendors also have a simple website builder built into their program. That's kind of the easiest way to do it yourself. Then the website will all be hosted. They call it hosting when you actually put your website there. And they will have your address point to your website. A lot of them are just templates. You fill in the blanks, and you can have a very simple website. And along with that usually comes along at least one professional email. So as much as we love our Gmail addresses, I still have my original AOL address. You can get a professional one. So if it's aretha'sblog.com, I can have Aretha at aretha'sblog.com or info at aretha'sblog.com or service at aretha'sblog.com. You can make up whatever email name you want, and you'll be able to use it. Again, most of this is really quite simple. So whether you want to just sell things out of your house, you want to have your own, you have a network marketing business and you want to have your own website separate, you can set it up very easily yourself. Or like I said, call the Easy Way and they'll do all the work and make it the easy way for you. So if you don't have a website, fear not. It's very easy to do. And that's my tech time for today.
Okay, baby boomers. It's time for Jim from Jim.
So much information from Aretha, I'll tell you. I take notes. And we got archive shows. So if you don't get it all, you can go back, listen to the shows. Well, Patty mentioned some tips. I mean, one of the things she does is she plans well ahead when she goes on a vacation, and that definitely pays off for you. But, people were asking, where do people go? Where do the baby boomers go and everything? Well, Forbes Travel Guide, top 10 destinations, I'll give you the list. Now, I'm putting Ireland down myself because I want to get there. But they have Sydney, Asheville, North Carolina, New Orleans. These are some of the top travel destinations. The Palm Beaches, Sanya, China, Seattle, Buenos Aires, Toronto, Prague, Abu Dhabi, Los Cabos, and Puerto Rico, Bahamas, South Korea. That's, there's some. There's different lists, but that's what they list. And you have to do your homework. Go online and search for deals. Flights, hotels, restaurants. There's a lot of deals out there, and a lot of times on some of these cruises and that, people just want to, these companies want to fill seats. They'll give you killer deals. And seniors get discounts. So travel, when you travel, check out some of these senior discounts and these, there's different sites. One is marketwatch.com. There's one, My Itchy Travel Feet, Solo Travel for Boomers, Bright Travel Tips for Boomers. Check out all these blogs and sites, and you wind up saving a lot of money, and take that money and extend your vacation. Here's some of the budget tips for boomers by mytripit.com. Use the right credit and debit cards when you go on, and travel slow. Take your time at each location. Don't think you have to run from one place to another. You're not going to enjoy your vacation anyway. Travel light. You don't want to make it a moving thing where you're lugging all the suitcase around. When think about it, you sometimes you go on a trip and how much of the stuff do you really need? Going here's some of the tips. Eat where the locals eat. Okay. And when you rent a car, they say, don't rent it from the cities. Go out a bit. And like I say, with the locals, they'll tell you the places to eat that are the best food at the best prices, because they're not going to go to the expensive places. Drink the house wines at restaurants, and don't eat breakfast at the hotels because they're too expensive. But you research it. Sometimes you get discount deals for breakfast. Ask for discounts at any attraction you go to. So you got to talk, you got to ask, you got to research. And you wind up saving a lot of money and going, oh, I didn't know that. Well, with the senior situation, or if you're in the military, you'll get maybe a 5 or 10% or more discount on a lot of these places you go to, a lot of the amusements or boat rides, whatever it is. So do your homework, guys, and it'll pay off in the long run. So, Aretha, I should get Aretha's tips on travel, because you get some pretty good deals when you go on these cruises and things.
Yeah, but the tip you gave me is to travel light. I'm trying to start learning how to travel light. You know, the older you get, the less you want to lug those suitcases through airport. And those days of being O.J. striding through that's dead. It's not happening.
It's too much. And we've got, I was talking to, we went to an event and I was talking to Adrian Katke. And when you go to some of these places, you see investment situations. And, you're on vacation to relax, but it can't help popping up. So the Invest and Connect situation with Adrian, that's I've talked to him, and that's some interesting stuff, and he's in different states in that. So when I travel, I like keeping my eyes and ears open. You never know when some company's going to come in from another country, like China or something. They're going to build a massive complex, and you find out about it from some local. Oh, yeah, they're building a it's going to be the size of 20 football fields. Well, you think, okay, so you buy in the outer rings of that, and that property value is going to go up. Yeah, what the heck, you know, little tips. And, you know, we had we have our new mind, new body, so get your life in order on that, and helps you keep on track. And the Women's Conference with Monica Garcia and the Boomer Boost. You've been trying the Boomer Boost, Reith? I've been trying it.
No, you got to tell me how I get my Boomer Boost.
Oh, you got to check that out, because it's not a sugar high type thing like taking some sugar drink and, oh, I feel good. No, it's just a sugar boost. This is the real stuff, and it's specifically made for boomers. It gets you the right energy, you know, the energy you should have naturally. So I sound like a salesman. This stuff works, and it's like the new mind and body book.
How can people get a hold of it? How can I get a hold of it?
BoomerBoost.com. Go to Easy Way. You can go to Easy Way and check out Boomer Boost and get boosted. And I met a lady, I'm going to have her on the show, Chris Miller, Ready for Retirement, 3 Secrets for Safe Money and a Fabulous Future. And, you know, Reith, a lot of people make mistakes with their retirement. Like one of the real nightmares we hear about is they take a lot of their retirement and they invest it in some crazy scheme or deal and lose a lot of their money. You've probably heard stories like that on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that kind of stuff. Do research. Don't have somebody come and tell you about, you know, some investment project. I've been hit with some of that stuff overseas. And, you know, be careful. Because, you know, losing at Reith when you're 30 is one thing, but losing a chunk when you're our age, we've talked about that.
Well, I heard on the radio how a bunch of celebrities recently were scammed and people had really donated thousands and thousands of dollars. Now, of course, some of these people could afford to lose thousands and thousands of dollars, but who wants to be scammed, you know?
Oh, jeez, that's a big loss. This lady, she had $500,000 saved, just 72 years old, and they basically said, well, it's only going to cost you $10,000, but this is really going to, you know, change your life. And, well, that led on to $50,000, just kept going on and on. So, you know, What you say? So we got Influential People Magazine, Reith. Eric's going to be on the cover next month, I believe it is. And the Easy Way promotion is going to mention, and this is really off the charts with Easy Way promotions. It's become the most cutting edge, best solutions for lead generation. That's what it's all about, lead generation. And I don't know if you researched that push, you know, that one where EasyWayText.com. You can upload all your contents into the system and text out your message to everyone by the push of a button. This is amazing stuff. And look at the work it saves you from doing. I mean, this is stuff you'd appreciate with your tech stuff. It's a new age for this cutting edge. And then we hear about even in science with, you know, we talked about the artificial intelligence. The other day I saw a robot on stage. And, I mean, this robot had facial expressions and everything. It was amazing. So Easy Way, you remember, text Easy Way to 55678. And that's going to take you into a whole other world. And there's so many hundreds of reputable people saying how this makes a difference. This is an exciting venture. And so, Reith, would you rather do an audition? And then we got to get wrapping. It's time to go. Would you rather do an audition today in the tech world or 20 years ago? Do you think it was easier back then?
Doing auditions? I don't like doing self-tapes. That's what they have us doing now. So you end up, well, the good news is I'm learning how to produce, because you produce your own audition. You direct it, you light it, you shoot it. You do it at home or in your office. So in that sense, yeah, I don't have to do the drive. But it's more work. And I'm not, you know, when I'm talent, I'm talent. When I'm producing, it's great. But talent and producing, and no one's paying me for that, I'd rather go in and do the audition. But it's fun to be able to post your pictures, post your films, post everything online, that part is absolutely wonderful.
And we got Monica Garcia, the Grace Women's Conference, coming up. If you want to book something, Chris Williams is the place to go, Cornbread Booking. And so much going on. EasyWayPromotions.com. And so it's time to wrap up, Reith. Another day. So next Monday, Radio Boomers Live. Tune in, 10 o'clock, Reith and I. And we're going to rock and roll. And this is a lot of information for everybody. Retirement tips.
See you next week.
So long, guys. Have a good weekend. Stay healthy. Keep active. Bye-bye.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.